So we just sang joyful, joyful, we adore thee. That does not typically ring as a Lenten hymn. But this year, this Lent, there is a sense that we may need something outside of the normal. Amen? These days seem a bit more stretching in ways that I feel require us to have a shift in our spirits, a shift in our mindset, a shift in how we are to engage the world. So we're going to do some word association before we get too far down this road. When I say Lent, I want you to think of one word that comes to mind initially. All right, Lent. Think. Don't say it out loud. Hold it, hold it, hold it. We have some introverts, so it takes them a moment. All right, now if you have a word in mind, raise your hand. All right, we're going to randomly shout it out. Go ahead. What's a word that comes to mind when you hear Lent? Easter. Easter, excellent. Easter. Easter, excellent.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice, excellent. What else when we hear Lent? Yes. Prayer, yes.
Wilderness.
Reflections, Jim. Giving. Hope. I'm sorry, I missed one over here. Preparation. Amen. Perfect. I think all of those needs can be addressed in how we're going to look at Lent this year. I was afraid that it would be only things that weighed us down, but I think all of those understandings of what Lent is, I'm praying will be reflected in how I'm going to suggest we engage Lent this year. This 40 days of preparation between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday, well, it gives us an opportunity to learn new ways to engage things differently. And in times and days in which injustices ran rampant, where fear is forced down our throats, we need something. And I'm going to suggest that thing is joy. That deep, deep joy. Be aware this is not frivolous joy. This is not escapist joy. This is not the joy you use to sugarcoat everything that is sour. This is the joy that comes in knowing whose you are. This is the joy that comes in knowing who's named you and claimed you as God's very own. This is the joy of the waters of your baptism. This is the joy that the world can't give. And praise be to God, the world cannot take away. Amen? So in this 40 days, we will be looking at the discipline of joy. We will be feasting on joy, and we will be fasting from fear. Feasting on joy and fasting from fear. Fear has a way of stifling us. Amen? That's why I love our scripture, our Matthew text, because I think that's exactly what the enemy was trying to do to Jesus. I'm going to scare you. You're going to be terrified. You've been out in this wilderness for 40 days and for 40 nights. You haven't eaten anything. I'm going to tempt you to think that you can't make it through the next moment. But Jesus' response is a gift to us in these days. He says, humanity shall not live on bread alone. When the tempter came, humanity cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. This season will create some opportunities, and I pray that we all pick it up in ways that are authentic and truthful to us, to slow down to be with the Word of God, the Word of God that can indeed fill us, give us what we need in the most uncertain of times. But we're going to step back. So we talked about Lent, and we've said so far that it is that 40 days between Ash Wednesday and Easter. I want to reflect what's in front of us. So we have our communion, and we have all of the elements present. Thank you, Elder Gibson, for making that possible. But there's a white piece of fabric that we've not had before. Was anyone here from, who was here on Wednesday night and contribute to this piece? Several folks in this room were invited in one of our prayer tables to make signs of the cross, big, small, simple, ornate, however you choose, as signs of prayers of the people in your world. So that's what's before us, are the prayers of our people. That's why we gather here and have the gifts of the prayers of our people. The hope is that when we start off our season focusing on prayer, we will know again the joy that is relationship with Christ, the joy that allows our fears to dissipate. 40 days and 40 nights. The number 40 is significant biblically. So as we enter into this 40, I'd like to remind us of some of those places where 40 has made a difference. See, 40 days and 40 nights is enough time for us to shift our patterns. Amen? 40 days and 40 nights is a long enough time for us to change our way of being. It has been so throughout the ages. In the Old Testament, it was 40 days and 40 nights that God came and washed away the old way of being in the flood. 40 days and 40 nights Moses was on Mount Sinai before he came down with the commandments. 40 days and 40 nights is how long Moses prayed fervently for the Israelites on their behalf, interceding for them. 40 days and 40 nights was how long it took Elijah to flee from Jezebel. 40 days and 40 nights, how long it took the Israelite spies to get out of Canaan. 40 days and 40 nights, the time between Jesus' resurrection and his ascension to heaven. Some remarkable things can happen in that amount of time. Amen. Let us use this gift of time, of season, of dedication, of practice to have a shift in our minds, in our bodies, so that we too can establish new habits and new ways of seeing each other, new ways of seeing ourselves. Yes, there is a joy to be found in Lent. So often it is hidden from us. A joy that allows us to be creative in the midst of uncertainty. A joy that allows us in the midst of uncertainty and chaos to find grace, to find gratitude, to celebrate generosity when the world would say no. This is truly countercultural work, amen? Politically, socially, and religiously, we are in a climate in which there are so many pulls to be fearful. So many pulls to see the other as threats. So many pulls to stay in our silos. I don't believe this is what God would have for us. There is a mindset that we are offered, even when the alleluias are not available. Because in reality, there are times when we suffer. Amen? We grieve, real grief. When we lose beloved ones, it hurts. But it is also exactly in that moment where the joy of resurrection matters the most. I'm going to tell you something. So usually when there's funerals, I wear my favorite Easter dress. Nobody really cares about that, but for me it matters, right? I wear my Easter dress at funerals because that's when resurrection matters the most. All that other stuff, I mean, Easter's great. I enjoy the holiday, but Easter doesn't matter until I'm looking at a beloved and saying, I won't see you the way I've seen you before, but I know the whole story. And there's a shift. There's a shift that gets you through those moments, even as you weep. It's not a matter of sugarcoating the sour. It's saying, I taste the sourness, but I know the whole story. That's what we are invited into in this 40 days of Lent. We know that this is real death. Otherwise, we don't need to be doing it at all. Like, period. It's a waste of our time. If it's not a real body and brokenness that we are recognizing at this table, then it's pointless. The body of Christ broken for us. The blood of Christ shed for us. That's that countercultural rub that the world is not prepared for because it makes you fearless. It says, I know it's going to sting. And I'm not going to be paralyzed by it. I will sit and I will grieve. I will be gentle with myself if necessary, but I will know the whole story. This is where the Philippians words, you know, it could be used as a salve to make things sound, oh, yeah, of course, Paul and Timothy just wanted people to be happy all the time, so we should just pretend to be happy all the time. When he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. But if you realize what actually is being offered to us, it is not light or sweet or saccharine. It is saying in the realities of a persecuted life, in the realities of being Christians in a time where Christians weren't looked at as the predominant culture, and the realities of being faithful as a sacrifice, have joy because it is possible for you. That means I don't have to watch my TV and walk away traumatized every time. Amen? That means no matter how much the other may want me to fear my brother, my sister, flesh of my flesh, I can love them. You can't do nothing. The enemy has no room. Just like with Jesus, after that whole litany of temptations, the enemy just had to flee. Had to. We have that power made possible through Christ. As we embark on this journey, it does not come with a glossy AAA brochure. Sorry. This Lenten journey will not be perfectly shiny and beautiful because, like Jesus, we will face our temptations. So if you're going to go on the ride, know that you're going to be tempted. Like the psalmist, there will be times of groaning. So if you're going to go on the ride, be prepared that there will be groaning. And like the Philippian says, passage says, there will be opportunities to worry. This isn't utopian. This is real. Because we need the real stuff these days. Amen? But on this trip that culminates at an empty tomb in Jerusalem, we will grow together, brothers and sisters. We will practice together what it means to connect with the joy of the real Lord in these very real times. If you're willing to take this journey, we will have to let go of our holla holla at the end of every service. Oh, you can groan. But I believe, I pray fervently that as the body of Christ, we will be stronger and we will know the joy of what it means to say with conviction, I can rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. So I forgot something. On First Sundays, I forget we don't have a children's message. Every now and then, I forget. I get so excited about doing it that I prepare one. So can I have somebody who'd be willing to help me for one last thing at the end of this sermon? Anybody? It can be an adult. You don't have to be a child. Anybody willing to help me? Thank you, Lisa. All right. So we have to put something away. I mentioned it earlier. And I would like for you guys to help me be a part of putting it away. Can you read what that says? And we're going to put it away in a box.
Holly, holly, hallelujah.
We're going to put it away, and then on Easter, we'll pull it back out.
Pastor Missy, that is a very nice box.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. But before it goes away, let's sing it together one last time. Amen. For those who may be new, we tend to sing this song at the end of every worship service. But in this Lenten season, we're going to let it go, knowing that the joy will be there for us on Easter morning. Amen? Let's go.